Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 96 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. You know, in previous podcasts, I've talked about the importance of approaching game improvement with the proper mindset. Having a proper mindset is really what sets the intent, the productive tone and momentum for practice sessions and other game improvement efforts, for example, tennis lessons. In this podcast, I'd like to expand on this a bit and discuss some of the keys to making the most of your learning sessions. Now, getting the most out of your sessions really comes down to three simple steps. Number one, it's understanding what each game improvement offering your session is aimed at. Number two, setting realistic expectations of what you hope to gain from them. And number three, be willing to implement and practice those nuggets from the sessions when you play. As a good starting point, let's make sure we're all clear on what is a private lesson versus a tennis clinic or clinic session and other group activities. A private lesson is when the instructor can tailor the lesson plan, drills, and feedback to directly and more efficiently address the facets of a player's game. It enables the instructor to spend as much time as needed in a session to customize drills, encourage Q&A and overall communication, and target specific areas of a player's game with the goal of accelerating that player's improvement. A tennis clinic or clinic session is different from a private lesson. Clinic sessions are typically more about application of stroke and other fundamentals and less about breaking down and correcting techniques or mechanics. Clinics are usually comprised of larger groups. You know, at my local park and tennis club, for example, clinic sessions tend to have, on average, 8 to 12 people. Now, it varies by instructor and facility, but I've also seen clinic sessions that average 15, 18, 20 players in a group. And that's still okay, as many of the drills in clinic sessions tend to be more of the hitting and moving variety, a little more typical of what you would expect in a point or rally. Now, I'd be remiss not to mention cardio tennis. Now, cardio tennis is a high-energy crossover fitness and tennis program that was started by the Tennis Industry Association in conjunction with the USTA in 2005. Now, cardio tennis combines tennis elements with cardiovascular exercise. Now, I know there are many folks who consider cardio tennis to be one form of a tennis clinic, but to me, cardio tennis is different because it is geared towards delivering more of a full-body, calorie-burning cardiovascular workout than being about playing tennis or offering general tennis instruction in the conventional sense. You know, as players, we have to have realistic expectations of what we can learn or gain from each activity and session. In order to do so, well, we've got to be clear about what each of these tennis offerings actually provides. All too often, there are misconceptions amongst players as to what each type of game improvement offering actually is. You know, I commonly come across players at my local park or club who refer to their clinic sessions or even cardio tennis classes as tennis lessons. Now, this can be problematic because, as I mentioned earlier, clinics and cardio tennis are not tennis lessons. You are likely not going to have individualized attention nor have the nuances or flaws in your footwork or stroke mechanics corrected in the large group settings of clinics and cardio tennis. The problem with the lumping together of these different types of tennis sessions is that it can lead a player to have unrealistic expectations and really down an inefficient path to improving his or her game. For example, when players view clinics, cardio tennis classes, or other group sessions as a more economical and equally effective alternative for private lessons, which of course they are not. And to be clear, I'm not suggesting one type of activity or session is superior to another. It's simply a question of what is more suitable for you, what you are looking for as it relates to game improvement, and what is going to enable you to best address those aspects of your game that you're looking to improve. Now, once you have a clear understanding of what these activities or sessions are for, your expectations of what you can work on or learn from each type of session should become more realistic. For example, if your forehand has a funky hitch you want to smooth out, you will probably want to choose a private lesson over a, say, clinic or a cardio tennis class. Or say you want some live ball repetition, hitting approach shots and volleys against a variety of baseliners. Well, in that situation, you may opt for a clinic session rather than a private lesson. You get the idea. Last and certainly not least, once you are clear about what each game improvement offering or session is about and have set realistic expectations of what you hope to gain from them, well, then it comes down to implementing what you've learned and practice. And of course, that always seems to be challenging for many folks for one reason or another. Now, I talked about this in previous podcasts, podcast episodes number 4 and number 10, about how to practice and practicing the right way. You know, I come across players every day at the local park or club who regularly take private lessons, participate in clinic sessions, and other organized game improvement activities. You know, the problem is they do not often practice what they learn. And when they do not stick with it long enough to give themselves a realistic chance to master any of it. Folks, making improvements take time. Change is rarely smooth and without transition pains. If making improvements were easy, then everyone would be a great player. There's no magic here, folks. It just takes a little homework, a healthy approach, and good old-fashioned hard work. At the end of the day, the process to maximizing your game improvement activities or sessions is straightforward, whether it's by private lessons or clinics or other group activities or all of the above. Understand what each session type is about. Set realistic expectations, and then implement and practice what you've learned. You'll be well on your way to improving your game and becoming the best player you can be. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.